This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You have me for the next 2 hours. If you'd like to get a hold of us at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Got a lot to cover. Second hour, we're going to be talking about politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points. Their agenda would fall apart. Keep that in mind. It's interesting. Just a little bit of a side note. This is on my mind before we start rocking this here. Isn't it interesting how scrutinized Kavanaugh was? I mean, folks, again, you're still not paying attention to the communist totalitarian methods in which are used, or tactics which are used. This wasn't an attack on Kavanaugh. This was a confirmation for Kavanaugh. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Through diversion, what took place over the last couple weeks, friends? Oh, much. They had you distracted from what really mattered, didn't they? Yep, they did. Look at the bills that were passed during that time that you were distracted with Kavanaugh. And furthermore, if it was about justice, friends, how come Comey never got his? How come Hillary Clinton never got hers? Huh? How is it that George Soros is being condemned by the President of the United States of America, but he doesn't take his DOJ and ostracize him and give him the boots, send him into exile as an international criminal the way that other countries have? Isn't that interesting? If it was really about justice, friends, why is Maxine Waters still free? Why is Nancy Pelosi still free? Why is Jerry Brown, that lunatic in California, still free? Why is Mark Dayton still free? Why is Keith Ellison still free, friends? Why is Cory Booker still free? I thought this was about justice. It's not about justice. It's about diversion. It's about distracting you from what really matters and from what really is taking place in your country. We're going to talk about that second hour. Politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points because their agenda would fall apart. It would. You know the Constitution, folks? They don't. If you don't know the Constitution, then you can hear what they have to say. The world will hear its own, it tells us in 1 John 4. The spirit of Antichrist, it's a created language to divert you from the law that exposes their crimes, America. That's what we're going to be talking about second hour. I wanted to bring something to your attention. As you well know, namely to those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I was in California and in Arizona doing event after event after event after event over the last 10 days, in which, by the way, every event had our said representatives in each state there. I had the opportunity to speak truth to those that we have given power to, putting it into perspective, friends, according to our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. When we got back, I had found out that on September 27th of 2018, Robert Spencer reported from the Jihadi Watch She said, celebrate diversity. Celebrate diversity. Diversity is our strength. It was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day at the Valley Fair Amusement Park in Shakopee, Minnesota, and Somali Muslim migrants showed their appreciation for law enforcement by putting the police to work. Now, many of you at this point are probably saying, Bradley, I haven't heard a peep about this. No, you didn't. Because the media is now, and they've been doing this for some time now, but they are endangering the American people. Let me show you how. On Saturday, September 22nd, 2018, at the Valley Fair Amusement Park in Shakopee, Minnesota, police and emergency responders had to evacuate all guests after a mob of Somali teenagers and men rushed through security and caused several violent fights to break forth inside of the park. You didn't hear a word about it. Nope. The media didn't give you a peek concerning what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. And rest assured, you 103 other affiliates across the country, rest assured, this is happening in your backyard too. But for some reason or another, the American people don't want to look to history to understand what's taking place here. Concerning those that are establishing or attempting to establish a new order by using Muslims to plunder their said countries, and we're seeing this on a global scale, where they're being used to come in into their countries, to plunder their countries, to give way to a new order. Okay? Adolf Hitler did the same thing with Alabama back in the 20s. I've highlighted this several times. But understanding the connection between the Bushes, Prescott Bush, who's Grandpa Bush, to George Herschel Walker Bush, who is Daddy Bush, to George W. Bush, and understanding the method that's being used to establish a new world order, knowing that Prescott Bush, back in the 20s, was illegally, and in the 30s and in the 40s, illegally funding Adolf Hitler's war, friends. The indictment came in about 1942. You can go online and learn for yourself as to how this is being played out. But the Muslims are being used as the next political battering ram to upend your constitution, America. If you think that's way far out there, friends, you might want to take a poke at the news concerning what is happening in your country today. Because while the American people sleep, the Muslims are making their move for government positions. Over 90 different Muslims in the United States of America. And for some reason or another, the media is giving them full approbation and freeway and sway to go ahead and make a run for government positions in your country. And if you think that's too far out there in the state of Minnesota, I know you understand what I'm saying in Michigan here, but interestingly enough, in Minnesota, there was four primary victories that were spoken in Arabic because the Muslims won the primaries here in the state of Minnesota. And you can see what they're doing with Keith Ellison right now, friends. They're trying to divert and distract the American people away from the alleged domestic abuse charges that have come forth through two different women now. They don't want you to know about that. Nope, it's all being played out, friends. It's perfect judgment upon a nation that refuses to be ruled by God. Back to this family park, amusement park in Shakopee. Back to what took place there, friends, on September 22nd at Valley Fair. According to eyewitnesses who were at the park to celebrate Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, a group of nearly 100 Somali men mob rushed past security and amusement park staffers at the front entrance and proceeded to run through the park and instigate fights among themselves and with guests. America, did you hear a word about it? Of course you didn't, because they don't want you to know what's really going on. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which, by the way, has been suspended for 30 days again without any reason whatsoever. Last month, they took a post from 2014 exposing the crimes of transgenders, and they thought it would be their duty-bound friends to go ahead and tear away and being subversive to American government by calling it hate speech. So they removed that, and then 2 weeks after the first 30-day ban, they took the same exact post from 2014, and they put another 30-day ban on me. Only to find out when I went over to Twitter this morning, which is Bradley Dean 1, we found out that they are now draining my accounts. In other words, it's 1,000 people less than it was yesterday, and they're doing this incrementally, friends. We also found just this week, friends, that 10 conservative sites have been shut down by Twitter. Facebook's doing the same thing. Google's been found out to be doing the same thing, as well as Yahoo and others, friends. The big techs, they feel that they're above the law. They don't have to follow the rule of law. As a matter of fact, they've been so emboldened, read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment, to go ahead and be subversive to the laws of our Constitution. And it's exactly what they're doing. I got a question for you, friends. Where's your government to do their job in restraining men from sin? Where's your government, friends, to pointing to the law that's been given through the Mosaic Institution to enforce by condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous? How are they maintaining order? They're not maintaining order, friends. They're the ones creating disorder, along with the media, hand in glove, being subversive to the American government. What keeps us free, America, is our love for law and our obedience to law and our willingness to enforce those laws against those that commit the crimes. Where are the patriots, friends? I need to know. Where are those Christians that really profess to belong to the Lord? Because I was just telling my wife earlier, isn't it interesting that in the book of Jeremiah that the Lord judged nations? The Lord judged nations because men were not valiant for the truth. Nations were judged by God because men did not lay it to their hearts. You know where they're at? The church is at conferences talking about if they should obey or they should not obey, compromising the commandments of the Lord. The world is out watching football games. They're being entertained through meetings. They're being entertained through Hollywood. And the list goes on, which is all, by the way, falls under the category of nothing short of, guess what, friends? Idolatry. Nothing new under the sun. You know, those that find the Lord seek Him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Read Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Forgive me. Friends, they're putting your light out. They're attempting to put your light out. And if they'll do what they'll do today in a green tree, what is it that they'll do in a dry tree? Well, what does that mean, Bradley? Do you remember when Jesus was going to the cross? And He was being crucified for what? The guilt of the Pharisees, the chief rulers, and the rulers of the people, and the Herodians, for the sins of the world as the propitiation for the sins of mankind. You know, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Isn't it interesting as He was bearing the cross and going up to Calvary, isn't that interesting that the women followed behind Him and they were lamenting that He was being crucified because the people didn't stop it, right? With that said, and we know that He was appointed to the cross, which is the very power of God unto redemption, friends, which redeems us through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of His Son, the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Is it not interesting as He was going up to Calvary, He turned and He looked at those that were crying for Him. And He said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, well, you have the power and the light to stop it. Imagine what these same people will do in a dry tree. America, are you listening to what's being said here? The truth is being snuffed out. And by the way, the bad guys don't realize they're hastening judgment unto themselves as well. They're blind. They're willfully blind. They're wicked. They know what they're doing. Okay? And the bottom line is 325.7 million people, a majority of you profess to be the good people of this country. When is it that you're going to actually live out the definition and exhibit the word good? By doing the right thing. You've been putting up with circus of politics for how long? You've been putting up with the hirelings and the whores in the pulpits for what, 60 years now? And don't sit there and tell me that you can't stand it neither. What are you doing about the problem? Because if you're not, you're a part of the problem. That's a fact. You have these outlets snuffing out the light, America. Big corporate, big tech companies, friends, they're above the law now, we're told. Hey, friends, where is the new administration to enforce the law against these companies? Don't sit there and tell me about how they have their own platform. They can do whatever they want to. Folks, if I ran my ministry the way that these people run big tech companies, I would be in trouble within a day. Don't sit there and tell me that they have a freedom within themselves to discriminate against them that are upholding the laws of our Constitution. Are you that backwards, America? They're being subversive to government, like many of these law firms in the United States of America, which I'll get to in just a couple moments, like the ACLU, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're subversive to American government, like CARE, friends. The new one. The new one that everybody's just going to wink at and laugh it off, friends. And then 40 years later, when your children are slaves and they're held in bondage, they're going to all look at you and your legacy is going to be that your kids are going to hate everything about you because you did nothing when you had the time to do it. Nothing. Shame upon you for doing nothing. Shame upon you that love politics and politicians more than you love the law that expose the politicians for their crimes against we the people. How many times do you need to be caught up into the same game over and over, cycle after cycle? And you're caught up into it again and you don't see it. You got an administration today that says one thing and does just the exact opposite. As I've been sharing over the last 2 days. But no, I'm sure I'll get the phone calls. Bradley, can you just kind of take it easy on the new administration? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're adding strength to tyranny because you like him more than you love the law and obedience to the law that makes us free? Are you kidding me? The sad part about it is you're not kidding me. If you'd like to jump over on Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, I understand YouTube is beginning to censor many people. Again, friends, if you remember after that alleged shooting in Parkland High School in Florida, if you remember right, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube all began to censor eyewitnesses as to what took place there. Right, well, they're doing it again. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, punch it in. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm going with my heart right now. Does anybody see the correlation of what's going on here? When you read Deuteronomy 28, folks, the whole of it, Leviticus 26, the Lord said, "And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it." Are you not seeing that this is happening, beginning to happen in the United States of America, friends? Did you listen to what I was just highlighting a couple moments ago, and I'm going to continuously highlight? Muslim migrants riot at amusement park forcing evacuations. This is striking terror in the infidels. This is found in their book of peace, the Quran. Folks, do you not see the correlation of these people that behead other people? Do you not understand that in the United States of America, that 3,000 to 4,000 babies today are going to be beheaded? And the American people are entertaining themselves out of their responsibility? And you're afraid of what they're going to do to you? Well, you should be afraid of what they're going to do to you. Does not the American people understand spiritual law? Do you not understand, do unto others as you would have them do unto you? But, oh, I can hear somebody now say, but Bradley, the mercy of God, the mercy of God, there is no mercy for my Heavenly Father upon those that refuse to see the light and act upon it. When a people stand back and watch others be murdered in the womb and do nothing about it and take upon themselves to entertain themselves from responsibility, you can best bet and understand that the mercy of God now falls to the innocent rather than to the guilty. Yes, mercy rejoiceth over judgment. But it comes to the point where America, you've been allotted so much time to do the right thing and yet you refuse to do it. Does not anybody take the time to see the correlation of those representatives that are alluring the illegals into the United States of America and at the same time attempting to disarm you to make a prey of you before your enemies? Hey, folks, it's all scriptural, my friends. Judgment is upon your country. Let the hammer fall, because we don't deserve mercy if we act in such a fashion, which is not acting at all.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Senate to vote later today on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Maine Senator Susan Collins ended the fight in the Judiciary Committee by saying she didn't believe his accuser, but her harsh words were reserved for members of the Senate.
We have come to the conclusion of a confirmation process that has become so dysfunctional, it looks more like a caricature of a gutter-level political campaign than a solemn occasion.
Collins believes every person, man or woman, who makes a charge of sexual assault deserves to be heard and treated with respect, but she said sexual abuse claims by Christine Blasey Ford fail to meet the more likely than not standard. Announcements by Collins and Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia that they'll support the conservative jurist make today's confirmation vote a formality. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, do you understand it's my job to break you out of the box by using Scripture? Do you understand that the Holy Ghost comes about to give us revelation to understand the severity? Remember, all Scripture is given by God. The inspiration by God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished, friends. That he may become a perfect man. And that's a word that is foreign to the professors in America today. Folks, there's no correction. There's no instructions in righteousness for the most part. There's no reproof. Nope, that's all hate now because they've taken on the spirit of the world, and yet they mean to influence the world by the spirit of the world? Really? That's a catch-22. They're on a gridlock, friends. And what breaks you out of that gridlock is when you begin to speak forth, because the Holy Ghost isn't going to be straightened. He's not going to be controlled. He's not going to be stopped by man, friends. Just rest assured, he'll use a mule if he has to. And until we come to terms with what Scripture tells us, nothing's going to change. Acts 20, verse 21. Let me get to this, because I want to try to get this done before the hour, and I got some audio I want to play for you. On Saturday, September 22nd, 2018, at the Valley Fair Amusement Park in Shakopee, Minnesota, police and emergency responders had to evacuate all guests after a mob of Somali teenagers. You know these victims? These Somali teenagers and men rushed through security and caused several violent fights to break out inside the park. I just seen some video in Italy where these Muslim migrants are being boated in. They're flooding Italy. And the video shows one of them wielding a knife, taking swipes at people in Italy. And then what comes behind that is a threat to the prime minister there who's attempting to shut it down through George Soros' influence. Just thought I'd share that with you. And then I seen another video this morning of a 45-year-old man who just married a 9-year-old bride. And he pulls up her veil 3 times and then he slaps her face. America, do you have any idea what you're playing with here? Your said representatives are alluring them into your country. And these said representatives, this current administration across the boards, like none other, by the way, I can give you facts if you'd like to know what those are trying to disarm you at the same time. In Minnesota, they're colonizing. And I'm highlighting right now what happened on September 22nd, 2018. According to eyewitnesses who were at the park to celebrate Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, a group of nearly 100 Somali men mob rushed past security and amusement park staffers at the front entrance and proceeded to run through the park and instigate fights among themselves and with guests. How come we didn't hear this on the media, friends? How come nobody heard a peep about this? This is what's happening on the underswell. This is the advantage of having radio shows such as this one. To tell you what they're unwilling to tell you. Cliff Hallberg, who was inside the park with his children at the time the fights broke out, said it was very frightening for his children. He said, I saw about 60 Somali teenagers push their way through lines and scream at guests. How come you didn't hear a word about this, friends? The media is endangering the lives of those in the United States of America. Yes, friends, we are there now. And it's been there for a long time. They're giving cover to those that mean to destroy, to conquer your country. This is a fact. Halberg said tickets to the Valley Scare Halloween-themed amusement park are usually expensive, which is why he attended on LEO Appreciation Day, as he himself is a member of law enforcement and received discounted tickets. I'll take my kids back to Valley Fair someday when I can afford it. I'm just glad I got my kids out safely, Hallberg said. The violent fights erupted during Law Enforcement Appreciation Day when the park was full of police officers and other members of law enforcement who received discounted tickets so that their families could enjoy the amusement park. An estimated 263 police officers responded to the fights inside the park, according to witnesses. Folks, this was targeted. Folks, this was purposed. They're testing your steel, America. This was a probe. Halberg goes on. This looked like a targeted attack on law enforcement. We knew that, friends, from what was going on, not only in other countries, but what took place, if you remember right, in New Mexico. When they found these armed illegal Muslims raising up 13 children with AK-47s in America, folks, to raise them up to commit jihad on our police, on our law enforcement agencies, and to commit jihad in public schools. And interestingly enough, friends, shortly thereafter, the FBI goes inside and destroys all evidence. This isn't a foreign enemy doing it to you, America. It's your sin finding you out. Numbers 32:23. America, we're doing it to ourselves. America, we're doing it to ourselves. Do you want me to say that again? America, we're doing it to ourselves. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves, said President Abraham Lincoln. Who would know better than him? We're doing this to ourselves because we're allowing corruption to do what they will. This looked like a targeted attack on law enforcement, said this police officer. Hallberg also told Big League Politics that his car was spit on and that the rioters were setting off car alarms and causing chaos in the parking lot, all of which can be seen in the video that was exclusively obtained by a reporter. It wasn't even reported, America. In the video, a woman was evacuated and filming from inside her car, and she can be heard saying, oh my God, we are never going to make it out of here. oh my God, we are never going to make it out of here. Following reports of the fights, Valley Fair tweeted, there were incidents on September 22nd at Valley Fair that required assistance on property. They were playing it down, friends, from Shakopee police officers, and were quickly addressed. What Valley Fair failed to mention in their tweet is that the fights were so violent that the Shakopee police officers had to evacuate the entire park, which was full of children. The spokesperson for the park also never disclosed that a police K-9 unit was called to the scene. Ambulances and fire trucks responded, and a police helicopter was ordered to fly above the park as people were being evacuated, all of which was caught on video. How come this wasn't reported, America? Why is Facebook barring your free speech, America? Why are they calling it anti-Muslim and anti-jihadi? Why are they pulling down the websites of those that are willing to tell you the truth? Why is Twitter doing it? Why is YouTube doing it? Why is the media doing it, friends? Because it's the same thing that's happening to other countries across the world that wanted to dare the justice of God. Just like you, America. When you advocate what God condemns, you know the enemy's walking through the same door. And they are. A Facebook post, this was a personal post, said several Somalians fighting, knocking over Halloween props, knocking people over Halloween props, knocking people over, terrorizing young children. These Somalians were in Minnesota. Valley Fair had a shutdown, and Valley Fair and the media want to make light of it. Somalians pushing kids over, running from police in the parking lot in circles. This one person said, I stood in front of about 15 lost and terrified young children until their parents could find them. What is wrong with you, America, to let this happen? This is not who we are. This is not the spirit of this country at all. What happened to the heroic spirits that stood up when it was time to stand up? Where are the men of God that understand that God is willing to give them what they're willing to fight for? Where are they that are valiant for the truth, that lay it to their heart, that will see righteousness and judgment brought forth upon the heads of those that are alluring those people into this country that mean to destroy everything that we are? And I want to tell you, everything that you advocate that God condemns, that's not who we are. That's not who we are. You have a small minority of people using the press and paying off politicians to destroy your country. And the American people let them do it. Almost done. I'll take this call in a moment. According to eyewitnesses and police officers who wish to remain anonymous, see, there's the problem right there. How many times I hear people say, oh, I'd like to go on your radio show, but I can't tell them my name. Really? It's me and my wife and my four boys, younger than 14 years old, are over there in your backyard preaching to your communities, doing for your communities what you failed to do because you want to remain anonymous? How un-American can you be? How ungodly can you be? The righteous are made bold as lions. When you look at true Christianity, it doesn't run around the fight. It goes in the center of it. It doesn't run from the enemy. It doesn't capitulate. It goes to, and it deals with the issues at hand. Nope, not no more in America. No, we can't have none of that. Got a bunch of effeminate men running around in the pulpits, namely youth pastors and those that call themselves spiritual overseers, where they all look like a bunch of effeminate pansies preaching an effeminate false gospel. And then we see it in politics, and then we expose politicians for pedophilia and sex trafficking and the murder of the innocent, and the list goes on. And we wonder what's going on. According to eyewitnesses and police officers who wish to remain anonymous, they believe the media is covering up the fact that violent rioters were Somalian men because the media and police don't want to offend the Muslim Somali population or influence the up-and-coming election. No, just shut up while your kids are under attack. That's what you need to do.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to end this fourth segment. I'll take your phone call in just a second here, but I want to end it with this before I take the phone call. And I'm going to try to get some audio in for you as well. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We are live and we are across the country as well as broadcasting into 53 different countries right now. You have us as the number one radio show out of 87 different radio shows on Genesis Communication Networks right now. So again, friends, we know that you're listening. And we appreciate your listenership. But, friends, it goes a lot further than knowing what the enemy's doing. During the break, I'm saying to my family, can you believe this? Can you believe this? A group of 100 Somalian teenagers at Valley Fair in the state of Minnesota wasn't reported by the media. They are endangering your lives, friends. They're giving cover for those that mean to upend. By the way, this is the same media that gives the microphone to a Hamas terror-tied group called CARE. Every time they breathe something, the media is right there to give them a microphone. According to eyewitnesses and police officers, listen carefully, who wish to remain anonymous. The wicked flee, Proverbs 28, the wicked flee when none pursueth. According to eyewitnesses and police officers who wish to remain anonymous, there's the problem. They believe the media is covering up, they are, the fact that the violent rioters were Somalia men because the media and police don't want to offend the Muslim Somali population or influence the up-and-coming election. And the only thing I can link to that is the fact that Keith Ellison is running for Secretary of State, along with three others that won the primaries in the state of Minnesota. But going back to Keith Ellison, who's running to be the top cop in the United States, of America who put his hand on the CRAN in the state of Minnesota. He wants to be the top cop here, and he also wants to bring in 100,000 more Muslims into the state of Minnesota. Do you not see how this is working yet, friends? We got Jeff calling from Tennessee. How are you, my friend? Thank you for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Well, I'll put your observation. That I really do. Been doing it for a couple of years now, same thing, telling people that this isn't right. You just have to read the minor prophets to understand that these people have been used by God through the ages to bring Israel into judgment. They are the descendants of the Babylonians, of the Amalekites, of the Philistines. And we are falling straight into the same trajectory that Israel when they fell in. You know, they were with the Baal worship, put children through the fire, with God telling them, do not put your children through the fire.
Yep.
And preachers, you talk to them, and they're like, the rapture's coming. Jesus is coming. They're going to be raptured out of it. They're going to be raptured. I got news for you. God's not going to rapture nobody out of this country. Not with what's going on and not with what the churches are allowing to happen.
D.H. Lawrence from Oklahoma said, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again. He said, poor fools, and their grandchildren are once again enslaved. That's exactly where we're at today. Hey, yeah. Jeff, my friend, when we stand back as men in this country and we let this stuff play out because we don't want to offend, this is like a cop that doesn't want to offend the criminal. When we have 100 Muslims into this country, who mean to plunder us, their intents are well broadcasted, let me tell you. They're well known to me, they're well known to others. Their intents, because we see this happening all across Europe right now. When we stand back and we allow this stuff to happen, and first it started with the innocent babies in the womb, there's no question about it, that have been murdered to the equivalent of 18 states in population. And you care more about what's going on your television set. There is something wrong, and you deserve what you get. There is no other way to say it, Jeff, because it is not a mercy of God to see the innocent abused, and those that have the power to do something about it, do it not. If we're not going to stand up for the innocent, the poor, the fatherless, and the stranger that comes in legally, if we're not going to stand up for them, we're not going to stand up for anybody. It's time for the Lord to now do what men fails to do when they had the opportunity to do it. And here we are today, Jeff. We're in this country, and I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I'm not. I'm not done. I still have the freedom today to do the right thing, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it tomorrow, and I'm going to do it the next week, and the next month, and the next year. I'm not rolling over in the face of this because others don't do anything. It gives me more of an opportunity to tap into the reservoir of God's willingness to do for me what others are unwilling to tap into.
Tennessee got the Amendment 1 passed. The Planned Parenthood fought it, took it away to the Supreme Court. Thank God, Supreme Court will not see it. Turned it away. So Amendment 1, which puts regulations upon the abortion industry in the state of Tennessee, we can regulate them out of business. That's what our Amendment 1 law states now. So we can get Planned Parenthood out of the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, speaking of which... Yeah. Speaking of which, we found out that on September 28th, Donald Trump on the campaign trail again was promising to defund Planned Parenthood. Well, he did just the exact opposite on September 28th of 2018, which is just a week and a half ago, friends. Donald Trump funded Planned Parenthood. He signed the bill. And to continue research on baby parts. This is go online. It's all there. And it's interesting because CNN posted at the same time that he was there fulfilling a promise. Trump. Why? You think, folks, this goes up to the very top, to the very bottom. Those that are at the very top that think they're above the law, they're not above anybody's law. What's amazing is it's a test for those that are at the bottom, if they'll put up with what's at the top in this country. Because again, we're ruled by law, and that law applies to all of us, regardless if they like it or not. Hey folks, I hope this message today is covering the boards. The whole spectrum. The law of God applies to every single one of us, even you stinking, distorted, sick-minded devils that think you're above it. And I seen something by Edward Snowden the other day. He said, even if you're doing the right thing, you're being monitored. I'm glad I'm being monitored, because I want you to hear the message, because it applies to all of us. You stinking fools, speaking of which, that are monitoring and getting paid to do your job, as you say, just like the same ones that were in the Nuremberg trials after millions of people were destroyed and murdered. They all said during the trials that they were just doing their job. That's exactly what you're doing. Pre-war. You stinking fools. You sell yourself out like Judas did. You sell yourself out for 30 pieces of silver, and you're too cowardice to stand up and do the right thing. You people that work in Facebook, you people that work in Twitter, you people that work in politics, you people that work in these agencies, you're corrupt and you try to put on the facade that you're not. Do you think that God doesn't? Hey, listen, if a sparrow will fall to the ground, not without our Father's notice, do you think He doesn't notice everything you're doing? Especially when He says, I know the very numbers of the hairs of your head. You're accountable, and you're going to stand up in front of my big brother, like it or not. You can take it as mercy, or you can take it as a judgment, because it's one or the other. Either you repent or you don't. It's up to you. But you're going to meet Him. Hebrews 9:27. The Bible tells us when they stood in front of Him in the book of Revelations, the people were terror-stricken. They were scared to death, because the Lord's going to look right through you. He's going to give an account for everything that you've done from the very beginning to the very end. It's now time for you to repent. You've been serving your master, Satan, too long. And I want to tell you what. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that heavy laden and are burdened. He said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. It's still a work, but it's a rest trusting that He's going to do through you, which you yield yourself over to Him to do, and not outside of that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till the other side, and I'm going to play a couple more videos, audios for you. They're videos to me, forgive me. And we're going to get over to, during the second segment, politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points. Their agenda would fall apart. Again, it's exactly right. I'm going to give you firsthand experience. I'm going to tell you how that works and what it is that they know. We got hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Numbers 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.